Do you need me? Do you need me to come and help?
No. Okay.
Where do you think it might be?
Oh, it's here, but it's amongst the Japanese manga books.
This better be worth the wait. This great hunt.
Is it what?
It does look very organised up there, though. Maybe I should come and have a look. Are we allowed two people on the ladder?
No.
Where is it? Close. It's here. It must be here. If you see the book, you know what it is. You can't see the book.
Well, obviously I can't really help with that, can I? Because it's supposed to be a surprise and all that.
Japanese anime, Japanese.
There's a lot of rustling going on.
Oh!
Is it?
Maybe I put the book somewhere else. I think it's somewhere else.
The search continues.
Oh, get away.
Oh yeah, okay. Right, so do we have success?
Yes. Found it. Yes.
Right. The hunt is over.
Get the beer.
Right. Do you want to explain what on earth has been going on here?
Well, I wanted you to read three different things and I just couldn't find, the words for any of them until I realised I had the book of one of them.
And where were you looking for the book?
So I was looking in the loft.
And did you find it?
It wasn't in the loft. It was in my daughter's room.
So we found a book now?
Yes. We found a book. But you're not reading it off the book, are you?
No. So you better explain. So why am I not reading off the book?
Because I couldn't find it in the book. But if you search for particular words or quotations on the internet, it tells you. So I took a screenshot of that.
So I'll be saying there's not much prep gone involved to this particular reading here. What's been going on?
What do you mean a lot of prep?
Well, you know, it just seems rather, you know, last minute.
I never prep.
Well,
do you?
Yeah, at least hours of preparation go into selecting what you're going to read and making sure it's all legible for you before we begin. But this seems a rather chaotic approach. Is this what you normally do?
Oh, that's how I roll. Thanksmina.com.
So are you going to tell me what on earth I'm going to read?
Yes, you're going to read a lovely passage from Dorian Gray, the picture of Dorian Gray. And this is because I went to London to see the play. You know, Sarah Snook, who did Succession.
Can I try that again?
I always hate that word. Succession.
Succession.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she does all the characters of Dorian, the picture of Dorian Gray is masterful. So really good. So obviously when she did this particular bit, I looked at my friend. We looked at each other, sort of, it's a cool one.
Okay. So do you want to, we're sitting around this, huddled around the microphone again.
Yeah.
Shall I, I've got my phone.
You're reading everything. We're not doing dialogues.
No, there's no dialogue. Okay, no dialogue.
No, it is
one.
A dialogue.
I'm just hoping everything. You might hold the microphone while
I
read.
Oh, sorry, yes.
So I'm doing everything here.
Okay.
So what do you want to say?
Read it to me.
Lord Henry looked over at Mr. Erskine. Humanity takes itself too seriously. It is the world's original sin. If the cavemen had known how to laugh, history would have been different. You are really very comforting, warbled the Duchess. I've always felt rather guilty when I came to see your dear aunt, for I take no interest at all in the East End. For the future, I should be able to look her in the face without a blush. A blush is very becoming, Duchess, remarked Lord Henry. Only when one is young, she answered. When an old woman like myself blushes, it is a very bad sign. Ah, Lord Henry, I wish you would tell me how to become young again. He thought for a moment. Can you remember any great error that you've committed in your early days, Duchess? He asked, looking at her across the table. A great many, I fear, she cried. Then commit them over again, he said gravely. To get back one's youth, one has merely to repeat one's follies. Delightful theory, she exclaimed. I must put it into practice. A dangerous theory, came from Sir Thomas's tight lips. Lady Agatha shook her head, but could not help being amused. Mr. Erskine listened. Yes, he continued, that is one of the great secrets of life. Nowadays, most people die of a sort of creeping common sense and discover when it is too late that the only things one never regrets are one's mistakes. A laugh ran around the table.
Good,
I love that idea of it. Nowadays, most people die of a sort of creeping common sense.
I know. Trying to do everything right, isn't it?
One's mistakes, yeah. I suppose I should ask. Do you have anything in life that one, anything you regret?
I think when you're about to die, you're never going to say you regret your mistakes. You might regret things that took too much of your time. Like, I shouldn't have worked so much.
What's the classic thing, isn't it? No one ever said, I must have spent more time. I should really have spent more time in the office.
Mm. Exactly. But you wouldn't say, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. If you had a good time.
No, that's true. That's true. So this is a book that is particularly important to you, or has been important to you?
I read it when I was quite young and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. So it was really good that I caught my daughter reading around the same age.
Do you know what attracted her to it? Was she doing it at school?
No. She just... I don't know what's going on with kids these days in books.
Well, she spontaneously thought, I must read a picture of Dorian Gray.
They get their reviews now off TikTok, don't they?
What I do love, though, it's sort of very clever, witty writing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's brilliant. And I was looking for a specific quote, but you could have read 100 from that book.
It's all very, very quotable, so yeah. So what is it about this particular, you know, this particular extract that you like so much?
I do like the fact that, you know, everyone tries to be good, decent, but in the end, you know, it's the mistakes that
makes us human.
Yeah, it makes you feel alive. But I love this one.
I've got another quote. Hold on, this is a bit of new. So I'm supposed to read it for you.
Because I was between this one that you read and this one. Do you want to read it?
Shall I read it as well? Because
how are you going to read it as well? I'm not going to read together. Isn't that cool?
I meant as well as the other ones I've just read.
Sorry. Yes, please.
So you can ask me again.
Read it to me, please. That one.
Okay.
Read it sensually.
Sensually. Oscar Wilde, the picture of Dorian. I should have said this at the beginning.
Yes.
This is more Oscar Wilde, the picture of Dorian Gray. The only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it. Resist it, and your soul grows sick with longing for the things it has forbidden to itself. With desire for what its monstrous laws have made monstrous and unlawful.
Come on. Dear Oscar. He knows how to write, doesn't he?
He is the king of wit, a title I've just given him. I'm sure there's a better one than that. Famously went to jail for being gay. Reading jail, I think.
He what?
Reading jail he was in.
He was Reading jail? What?
Reading jail! Reading in Berkshire. He went
What's going on? I thought it was the colour red.
Right.
He was red in jail. What?
I think maybe we should quit while we're ahead here.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Stop,
okay,
please.
Right.
See you next time. So good. Jesus.
That took quite a long time. Maybe we should think about, you know, a different approach for discovering things to read in the future. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't like how chaotic it was. You're telling me off.
I quite like the search in the loft. That was quite fun. I'm just wondering.
A book that wasn't there.
I'm just wondering what else is hidden up there.
That's why I closed it so quickly.
Actually, you did.